Sean, and I'm the founder and CEO of
networkingeventstraining.com.
We want to acknowledge you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here with us today. You could have chosen to be many other places. We value your time, and with that in mind, we'll do everything in our power to make sure that the information we share with you today is both valuable and able to be implemented immediately so you can turn your conversations into cash. Our mission is to teach fellow entrepreneurs how to build lasting business relationships locally and around the world. The service we provide our members is a step-by-step system that increases your network of business professionals and clients instantly. You see, networking is about building long-lasting relationships. When people get to know, like, and trust you, they are more likely to recommend and buy from you.
NetworkingEventsTraining.com
is a members-only website, where our members can network through our mastermind group. Our members also have access to online tutorials, which we provide in audio and video format with PDF downloads for easy note-taking. We know people learn in different ways, so we wanted to make it easy for audio, visual, and kinesthetic learners. Our members also have access to us through a live, interactive, monthly webinar that is recorded so you can replay it at your leisure. Our networking coaches are also available by email for questions or comments you may have in between. We also feature and brag about our members on our Facebook fan page. These are only a few of the features we offer our members on
networkingeventstraining.com.
Would you mind if I told you a little story about how powerful networking can be? About 4 years ago, I was at a local networking event and I met a guy named Daryl Fisher. We got to talking and found out we had quite a few interests in common. You see, I didn't know it at the time, but Daryl was using a networking method called FORM, which stands for Family, Occupation, Recreation, Message. Daryl used this step-by-step method to get to know me better. Many people find it very hard to start a conversation at a networking event. Not only that, they aren't sure what to talk about to keep the conversation going. This step-by-step method, we call FORM, gives us a way to get to know the other person better. You may be asking yourself, how does that get me more sales? I ask you, who do you do business with? I would imagine you're like most people and ask friends and family who their automotive repair person is, who's their plumber, who do they have do their computer repairs? Do they have a tutor for their kids, etc.? And people will only refer others they know, like, and trust. Building a strong, long-lasting business relationship is how you get people to know, like, and trust you. In mine and Daryl's case, we meet and catch up with each other on a regular basis. About 2 years ago, I introduced Daryl to a guy I know named Matt. You see, I knew Matt as a young man of 12. And at 12, I knew Matt was a smart cookie. Fast forward 20 years, and I run across a mutual friend of mine and Matt's. I asked for Matt's phone number. I called Matt, and we got together for lunch. We got caught up on what his family was doing. You see, I worked for his mom 20 years earlier, managing all of her rental properties. Well, come to find out, Matt was running his own computer software company. I actually would have been very surprised if he hadn't been. In our conversation, he expressed the fact that everything was going swimmingly in his business except for his sales force. Bing! A light went off in my head. My friend and fellow networker, Daryl Fisher, is a master salesperson in, yep, you guessed it, the computer industry. I set up a face-to-face with Matt and Daryl and left it to the boys to build their relationship. In the last 2 years, Daryl has done free training videos for Matt's sales staff. Yes, I said free. They took that knowledge and doubled their sales, and it continues to increase today. Daryl also introduced Matt to a giant, I'm talking giant, software manufacturer, who Matt now has a joint venture with. In the first year, he's made $3 million and is in a position to make $15 million this year. Matt then introduced Daryl to a guy by the name of Bruce. Bruce and Daryl did a joint venture, which brought Daryl's company an added revenue of $180,000 in this last year. This, all from introducing himself to me at a networking event and using the form method to get to know me better. So do you think that would be a valuable thing to know how to do today? We do too. And I have none other than the Daryl Fisher here to teach it to you, so you can start implementing it immediately. Make sure you've printed out the added PDF form so you can make notes on it and add your own form questions to practice with. And without further ado, Mr. Daryl Fisher.
Hello, and welcome to How to Start a Conversation. My name is Daryl Fisher. And several years ago, I got put into a position with my job that enabled me to have to go to places, specifically networking events and trade shows. Quite frankly, when I got there, I was very uncomfortable. And the reason why I was uncomfortable was I didn't understand how to talk to people. I didn't want to walk up to somebody and introduce myself, because quite frankly, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to start a conversation. I didn't know. It was just, you know, the uncomfortable silence, and I'm sure we've all been there some parts and times of our life. So I did a search, and I went out, and I was just trying to find a way that I could figure out how to do this. Again, several years ago, one of my mentors taught a class that I went to, and it literally changed my life. I went from not being able to talk to anybody, being very shy, to having, you know, full-blown conversations with somebody, a complete stranger, for 15, 20 minutes at a time, sometimes even longer. And what I'm going to share with you right now is the formula that allowed me to do that. And there will be a lot more to go on this subject, but this material right here will give you the foundation of what you can do, implement right away after listening to this audio and make this happen for yourself. And what it is, it's called FORM. The acronym is FORM, and it stands for Family, Occupation, Recreation, and Message. So Family, Occupation, Recreation, and Message. So, when you meet somebody and you introduce yourself, you want to get to know the person. And the golden rule is, you know, most people, by nature, you know, we want to talk about ourselves. We want everybody to understand who we are, and we want to boast about everything we've done and what we've accomplished in life. The problem is, you know, most people don't care about you. They care about them. And when you are able to listen to somebody and take a very good interest in what they're doing in their life and who they are, they tend to be more responsive. They are very happy because, one, you're listening to them. Most people don't listen to them in their life. And two, you're interested in them. And again, most people are not interested in you. So what ends up happening? They ended up liking and trusting you, because you take an interest in them. So how do you take an interest? How do you get this started? Well, you pick one. You pick maybe something on the family, you pick something on the occupation, you pick something on the recreation. You don't have to go into all three. I made that mistake when I first started. But you just pick one. And let's say it's about their family, right? You meet somebody, maybe you meet Tim, and you say, hey, Tim, how's it going? My name is Daryl. Tim, says, great, my name's Tim. And, you start the conversation, hey, Tim, are you from this area? Okay, that's family. Are you from this area? And Tim says, no, I'm actually from Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee. He said, wow, what brings you here? Maybe you're in Florida. What brings you to Florida at this trade show? Tim says, I work for XYZ company. I'm here on business. Now you have a choice. You can either continue on the family section, or you can now jump to the occupation section. Okay? And you say, let's say we're going to jump to the occupation section. And you say, what company do you work for? He says, XYZ. You say, wow, how long have you worked there, Tim? Tim tells you, I've been there for 12 years. Here, it's gratitude. It's really being interested in Tim. Tim, you worked there for 12 years. What exactly do you do for the company? Tim says, well, I'm a manufacturer's rep. What does that mean, being a manufacturer's rep? Tim says, well, I have a product line and I sell to other companies, And I've been doing it, like I said, for about 12 years. And then you say, okay, great, Tim. You know, how did you get the job? You see where I'm going with this? You just keep asking Tim questions. Get to know Tim. You'll probably know more about Tim than most people in his life when you do this. Let's jump back to the family. So let's say let's disregard the occupation. Let's keep with the family. So Tim, you said you're from Knoxville, Tennessee. Did you grow up there? He says, yes, I grew up there. Did you go to high school there? Yes, I went to high school there. You know, did you go to college there? And Tim says, actually, no, I didn't go to college there. Well, where did you go to college? And Tim might say, well, I went to Michigan. Wow, what caused you to want to go to Michigan if you're from Tennessee? He says, well, I had a great uncle who went there, and it was a great school, and I decided, you know, I wanted to get out of Tennessee and live my life and get away from the family a little bit. And you say, oh, that's wonderful. Now, you got to listen to what people are saying. And he says, you say, oh, you want to get away from the family. Do you have brothers and sisters? He says, yes, I have, you know, two brothers and two sisters. Are you the oldest? Tim says, no, I'm not the oldest. I'm somewhere in the middle there. He says, oh, okay. What do your sisters do? What do your brothers do? You see, all you do here is get to know somebody, all right? Because when people get, you know, when you know, like, and trust somebody, they're going to do business with you. And here, we're going for the trust factor. We're going to get to know and understand who people are and what they do. Now, let's jump on the recreation side of things. Let's say we're talking, and I say, so what did you do in college? Tim says, you know, I played hockey. Oh, you played hockey. Do you still play hockey, Tim? He says, no, I don't have time for that. I'm a little bit too old for that. I said, what do you do for recreation? How do you have fun? Okay? So now Tim says, you know, I'm on a golf league every Thursday. So I love to golf. Really? Did you end up taking golf lessons? Where do you normally golf at? Okay? Again, you want to know about them. You're not being nosy. If you ask in a very sincere way, and if you engage in conversation, you know, just don't fire off question after question after question. Engage in that, okay? Have fun with it. Get to know the person. Genuinely care about who they are as a person and what they do. And what you will find when you ask these questions is time will go by. 15, 20 minutes will go by. And then you simply say, look, I had a great time. This was awesome meeting you. Here's my card. What I'd like to do, and this is where the message comes in now. What I'd like to do, I know we're busy right now. I'd like to give you a call tomorrow, and maybe we can sit down and set an appointment for us to get to know each other a little bit better. I know some people that might be interested in what you do. And you leave it at that. And quite honestly, you know, people are engaged. They're warm. They understand who you are. They like you. They trust you. And they'll more than likely say, sure, you know what, give me a call tomorrow and we'll set an appointment to sit down for 15 minutes. That sounds great. And you seem very interesting. What's really cool about this is notice, you know, we didn't talk about me at all. We talked about him. Now, you might say, well, what happens if he asks me? Well, engage in a conversation. Just keep it short. Put the focus back on him, but don't avoid questions. He asked you, you know, are you married too? Sure, I'm married. You know, how many kids you have? Well, I have two. As soon as you answer your question, go right back to the conversation with him. Keep it about him, and it will go a very long way. So, play with this. Remember, there's no rules. You just get to know the form. You want to ask him about family, occupation, recreation, what do they do for fun, what do they like to do to get outside and loosen up, and then the message. And the message can, you know, simply be whatever you want it to be. If you want to set an appointment to call, you let them know you're going to give them a call. Now you've got an open invitation to give them a call. If you want to set an appointment right there on the spot, you can set an appointment right there on the spot. If you want to show them maybe where your trade show booth is now at this point, maybe you walked around, met somebody, start talking to them, now you can say, hey, by the way, I have a trade show booth right over here. We'd love for you to stop by and take a look at it. Okay. There's a lot of different ways to present the message. So just have fun with it. Try to follow this format. And again, we'll have some more material coming your way on this topic and what it can do for you and your business. That's it for now. I wish you well. Good luck, and we'll talk to you later.
Can you believe it's really that simple? We set 10 to 15 appointments a week using this system. Make sure you understand what I'm saying. The form system is designed to create the atmosphere needed to set an appointment with someone to have coffee, where you spend maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour getting to know the other person even better. It is not a sales call. This bears repeating. It is not a sales call. It's a, hey, tell me more about you so we can build a long-lasting business relationship call. You must understand that this follow-up meeting is to get this person to talk even more about themselves. Now, I know the ego is saying, well, when am I going to get to talk about me? Not yet. You see, our turning conversations into cash networking system will guide you step by step through building that business relationship from conversation to cash. Building any relationship takes time, and we're here to show you the secrets we use for a solid foundation so you can continue to build that relationship. Please understand that you may not set a getting to know you better appointment at the networking event where you meet someone. It depends on how the conversation went, but you always, 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 always ask them, can I give you a call tomorrow? I'd like to get to know more about you and your business. I may have some people who can use your services. Maybe we could get together for about, 15 minutes over coffee. Of course, you don't need to say this word for word. Make it your own. Just make sure you're asking them if you can call them tomorrow to set an appointment to spend a little more time getting to know them. We know many of you are terrified to go to networking events and start a conversation. So I have a little homework. Yes, little homework. This is to get you warmed up and comfortable talking to people and asking them these types of questions. Here's your form homework. Number one, on your form PDF printout, add three more questions to your list in all three of the sections, family, occupation, and recreation. Number two, write your own script in your own words to ask someone if you can call them the next day, and practice till it feels comfortable. Number three, for the next 5 days, I want you to start a conversation with five strangers and ask them at least three questions about anything. This is done without the pressure of asking them if you can set up an appointment with them. For example, if you're at the grocery store, ask the person in line in front of you about a product that they're buying. For example, you could say, hey, I thought about buying that spaghetti sauce. Do you like it? Make sure you ask them at least three questions, minimum, and more if you have the time. The more you do it, the more it'll become second nature, and you'll find yourself networking without even realizing it. This one simple change in your networking style will put more money in your pocket than you can imagine. To learn more about turning conversations into cash networking system,
you can go to www.shellyshaw.org, or you can go to networkingeventstraining.com to get the free Conversations to Cash, How to Sell Yourself Without Selling Yourself ebook that accompanies this audio.
I want to thank Daryl for teaching us the form system today, and I especially want to thank you for spending your valuable time learning from us. We look forward to networking and building a relationship with you. In fact, drop us a line and let us know how your practice runs went. Send us your stories and testimonials to my private email, shellyshaw.org@gmail.com. Everyone at
networkingeventstraining.com
wishes you much success.